Hello and welcome, Nationals fans, to a special edition of the Dogcast. On this episode, we had the pleasure of speaking to Washington Nationals catching prospect Trace Barrera, who is currently playing down in the Arizona Fall League.
So, joining me on the phone right now is Nationals minor league catcher Trace Barrera. Thanks for speaking to us today, Trace.
No problem, man. My pleasure.
So, it's been about 2.5 years since you were drafted in the 6th round by the Nationals out of Texas. Tell us a little bit what your draft day experience was like and the moment you got the call.
Oh, man, it was, I mean, a dream come true. You know, every baseball player's lifelong dream is to play in the major league, and that's the first step to get drafted, you know, coming out of college. I mean, it was, like I said, it was a dream come true, and going into the organization, they welcomed me with open arms. I've never felt anything other than welcome and love, and it's been a great experience so far.
Yeah, definitely. So what are some of the biggest adjustments that you feel you've had to make to the pro game from college?
Well, obviously, I mean, there's a lot to learn from the college game to the pro game. It's a lot different, you know. Especially being a catcher, you know, in college, you know, everything's kind of put on a plate for you and you just go do it. But now as a catcher, you know, you have to start thinking on your own game planning and pitch calling and just all different types of aspects of the game. Not only just hit it and throw it, you know. Yeah, you got to know the game and learn the game and keep getting better at that as you grow up.
Yeah, I noticed that you only started catching full-time in college. So has defense kind of been a big point of emphasis for you since you got drafted?
Absolutely. You know, I didn't start catching until my freshman year of college pretty much. And at the time, even towards the end of my college career, I was kind of just an athlete behind the plate, just acting on what I thought was right. And when I got the pro ball, they would ask me, like, what do you do here? What do you do there? And I said, I don't know. I just react and block the ball and stuff like that. But now I'm, like, getting into the details of catching, you know, and it's really helped out my defensive game. And I take pride in defense more than anything now, you know, because that's what's going to keep me around the game for a long time.
Yeah, I noticed that you had, I think your caught stealing percentage was nearly 50%. Is that kind of something that you pride yourself on?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I came in, my throwing wasn't really the best, you know, but our catching coordinator, Michael Barrett, Sandy Martinez, who's also with us that works down in Dominican, and in my first instructional league, we really narrowed down to my feet work and throwing mechanics to where it became muscle memory. And now I just trust it and I'm confident in throwing the baseball now, and I take pride in throwing out runners, you know, anything to help my pitcher get out. So I want to do it.
Yeah, and obviously in the minor leagues, there can be quite a bit of turnover, so you get quite a few different pitchers throughout the year. Is there any sort of process that you go through when you get a new pitcher joining the team, kind of catching some of their bullpens or something?
Absolutely. You know, that's the biggest thing, you know. In spring, you go into spring training, and I tell guys all the time, they ask me, how do you get good at catching? And I said, catching as many guys as you can possibly, you know, because you never know when down the road you're going to be catching that guy sooner or later. So, you know, in spring training, I try my best to catch as many guys as I can. It doesn't matter what level they're at, if they're younger or older, because I feel like eventually you're going to run into where you're going to have to catch them down the road. And I've had that experience this year where it worked out where a guy was never on my team, and then he ended up being on my team. But luckily I caught him in spring training, so I kind of knew how he worked and stuff like that. So it is tough, you know, you haven't seen guys, but I try the best I can to get to know everyone.
And you guys had a great season down in Potomac. You guys made the postseason. What was that experience like after a successful season?
Oh, man, it was awesome. You know, we had a great group of guys the whole year. You know, some guys left after the first half, but everybody contributed in their own way. It was kind of a team thing, which made it fun. You know, in pro baseball, the team aspect kind of goes out the window sometimes, and you see that. But it was crazy how tight-knit of a group that we had there, Potomac, and hopefully it carries on all the way up to the big leagues because, yeah, it's a great group to be around.
Yeah, and you had I think it was you and five of your teammates going to the Carolina League All-Star game. How was that experience, and how much of that did you kind of share with your teammates?
Oh, man, it was awesome. You know, my first All-Star game as a professional, you know, and I didn't really know what to expect. It was a lot of fun, you know, getting to play with the best players in the league. And having a lot of guys from our team on there just shows the type of guys we have and the type of talent we have in our system.
Yeah, and you also hit a home run in that game, as did your teammate Carter Keeboom. So what was that moment? Did you backflip?
It was an opposite field home run. The thing was feeling good that day, and my parents were in the stand, and I told my dad, I thought I made a home run. My parents didn't really get to come out and watch me play very much, and sure enough, I did it while they were there. That was the first time they'd seen me all year, so. It was a great experience. It felt awesome.
That's awesome. Now you're down in the Arizona Fall League to finish up the year. Is there anything in particular that management have wanted you to work on while you're down there?
Just to continue to get better in all the aspects of the game. You know, like I said, like you said, you know, how tough is it catching different pitchers and getting to know? I mean, now I'm catching pitchers from all different organizations, so I get to know these guys. And too, we're playing with the best talent in minor league baseball out here. You know, it's a big stepping stone to the major leagues, and I'm having a lot of fun and just trying to get better in all aspects of my game. You know, becoming a complete hitter, using all fields. Now the offensive game, I really want to get better at that, and it's been coming along great. And defensively, just to continue to get better behind the plate, not only just physically, but the mental side, calling a game and getting to know all these hitters down here. So when I face them down the road, I know what they like to do.
And I have to ask, this wasn't one of my questions a couple of hours ago, but I saw a video of you today taking BP in a taco costume. So is there a story behind that, or was that just the last costume at the store?
Oh no, I mean, I was just I'm Mexican, obviously, and tacos are my favorite food, and probably my heritage favorite food. And I don't know, I just saw the costume. I'm like, hey, this represents me pretty well, so I'm gonna wear it out there for BP. And then everybody made it a thing when hitting Oppo tacos, which means opposite your home run. And I was trying to, in BP it was working, but in the game it didn't work so well. I only got one hit today, but it was fun. It was a good experience. Everybody was having a good time wearing the costume today.
So just to kind of finish off, we have some quick fire questions for you. Ready? Peanuts or Cracker Jack?
Peanuts.
Hot dog or pretzel?
Hot dog, for sure.
Day game or night game?
Night game.
On a road trip, do you take the aisle or the window seat?
Window, for sure.
Field of Dreams or Major League?
Major League.
If they have a Barrera giveaway, do you want a bobblehead or a gnome?
A bobblehead. Gnome, because that's just different. There's a lot of bobbleheads out there.
DH or no DH?
DH, because that might give me a chance to hit if I'm not catching.
Grand slam or ceiling home?
I don't run very fast, so grand slam.
And then finally, hitting 400 or breaking the home run record?
Ooh. Everybody digs a long ball nowadays, so the home run record.
So that wraps us up. Thanks for having the chat today, and keep up the good work down in Arizona.
All right, appreciate it, you guys, man. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Trace.
All right, have a good one.
We want to say thanks to Trace for taking the time to speak to us, and we look forward to tracking his progress next season and beyond. Remember to follow us on Twitter at District on Deck. Give us a like on Facebook, District on Deck. Subscribe to our podcast on Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes or Google Play, and we hope to have more interviews for you throughout the off-season. And we'll see you next time.